From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Report season, Sky City, we like or we don't like?
Probably sit in the like category. It's always a tricky one to digest, Sky City, Mike, because there's lots of moving parts to result, and you've had over the last two or three years, you've had issues like you've had the lockdowns, of course, you've had the fire at the International Convention Centre, you had the contract disputes with Fletcher Building, all of these sort of muddied the waters. So if we look at the reported profit fell from $235 million to $156 million. So it's down 33.7%. Call that 34. So it doesn't look that great. I mean, if you just looked at that, you'd probably struggle to reconcile the share price jumping 6% by the end of the day. But there's lots of abnormal or one-off stuff in there. So if we look at the normalised numbers, normalised net profit was $90 million, and that was up 36% on last year, so that changes the picture a little bit. And that number was in line with expectations. Now, when they're open, and the current lockdown has obviously closed the doors, when they are open, the Auckland and Hamilton casinos are going strong. The perennial struggler Adelaide, that's coming right too. Look at things like hotel occupancy, food and beverage revenue. They did well despite the closed borders. Now they are missing the international high rollers, so the result is despite that loss. Dividend, Mike, obviously important at the moment in this era of low interest rates. That was better than expected. So all that adds up to the reason why the share price was up 6%, so reasonably well received.
Sky
TV, the other Sky. Well, result looks in line. Well, actually, it's a bit ahead of previous range of company guidance, so that's good. The share price didn't really react, though. I think that could be to do with guidance next year. They're putting a lot of faith in the rollout of this new Skybox. Now, I am a Sky stalwart. I'm looking forward to this because be able to push some of the third-party streaming services like Netflix, Disney through that box. It'll be in 4K, ultra-high definition, and you'll have that killer app of one remote to rule them all. But quickly looking at the 2021 financial year, satellite subscribers were stable, down about 9,000 since December, but streaming subscribers were climbing, so up to 393,000 from 352 in December. So satellite revenues down slightly 3%, but streaming revenues up 15% on the back of that lift in subscribers. Guidance for next year, they're forecasting growth in revenue, and that hasn't happened for a while.
Fantastic. And what did a ship arrive or something? Is this all the imports?
Well, I think there was lots of motors. Again, so this is import-export data released yesterday. So this is the trade data for the month of July. Geez, Mike, talk about loading up on vehicles, though. Imports surged 34%, and that swamped a quite good rise in exports. They were up 15%. So we ended up with around a $400 million trade deficit for the month, but a trade deficit for the 12 months of $1.1 billion. Very sharp turnaround from July 2020. Where we had a $425 million surplus. Of course, COVID makes all that tricky, so you've got to rewind back to 2019, and actually the July deficit was quite a bit larger. But almost $1 billion worth of vehicles, parts and imports, Mike, imported in July, and about $500 million worth of motors. So that's total imports, largest value of total monthly imports ever on record. So previous high was October 2018. And very quickly, Mike, I just want to make one note. While we're talking about imports and exports, shipping prices have surged again. So they were on top of already, I'm looking at this thing called the Baltic Dry Index. It measures shipping prices. They were already extremely elevated, and they've gone higher again. This is due to disruptions of the ports in China. So those supply chain issues, as we're coming into Christmas, Mike, they have got worse.
Yep.
Yeah. So stock arriving for Christmas, there's a real risk, I think, of shortages and a definite risk of higher prices.
And it's all inflationary, as you say.
Righto,
what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones up 87 points, 35,453. The S&P 500 just lurking beneath 4,500, 4,498. And the Nasdaq still maintaining above 15,000, 15,040, which is up 20 points. The FTSE 100 gained 24 yesterday, 7,150. The Nikkei down 7 points, 27,724. Shanghai Composite gained 26, 3,540. The ASX 200, 7,531, up 29 yesterday, which is 0.38%. And the NZX 50 still just loving lockdown, up 102 points, 0.78%, 13,173. Kiwi dollar climbing back again, 0.6964 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9583 Aussie, 0.5921 euro, 0.5063 pounds, 76.65 yen. Gold, $1,789.83. And Brent crude holding at $71.95.
Yeah, good one, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.